Pichu here. It appears I am getting into gear of a new routine. Playing a Kenku on Roll 20 has been exhilarating and I have been very sucked into programming lately. The only thing I need to do is make sure to make your demand out of sights and not let my dream journals pile into days to back up all the time. I have a lot of concerns about my next CDR review, yet regardless of outcome, to push myself in my routine is more than the answer. It is interesting because this Kenku I am playing might be one of the first decent examples of me actually getting into character. Things like Kenders and Dragonlance and Kenku and Ways Wild Mages themselves are decent character concepts, yet in gameplay are often hard to use correctly and visualize. In truth, the answer of course is to make the changes needed to make it playable and perhaps not take some things so damn literally, or give at least examples of how it is played within the descriptions. It has been very interesting tinkering with programming, and what started off with cynicism has become an increasing factual addiction, so real it is why I have not been making so many sites lately. Debian 9 is full of errors. A doctor told me years ago that when there is a problem, there is often a whole package of things all at once, and Debian 9 has a massively wide assortment of problems. Frankly, I only upgraded to it so I could use the PS2 emulator to play Dokapon Kingdom. And amazingly, the PS2 emulator worked, and the differences from the Nintendo Wii version of Dokapon Kingdom and the PS2 one is almost factually nothing. This is such a golden age of sarcasm and low-quality products. Years ago, Spencer Gifts once had amazing lights, where these days most things do not last 1 week after buying it like it was disposable. I have a 48-inch black light that I barely used on my ceiling, and without warning it does not work and there is nothing to even break, and surely the bulb could not have burnt out. It leaves me frustrated because at times I get sick of the bright lamp on my ceiling and the black light. Not only is it calmer lighting, I also got a lot of stuff painted with glow-in-the-dark fabric paint in my room. In truth, I am so distracted and I am just making this your demand now dog side out of principle. Inwardly, I want to war with a black light that is not working and as well get to programming and upgrading my tool I am working on. In truth, once my Christmas shopping is done, I will be a lot happier, as it is sort of a pain to get things right. My budget is insane low to such an extent I am aggravated by the idea of even getting gift wrap paper. I am not necessarily a fan of Christmas as I once had been, because it overshadows other holidays that need more attention. Like seeing so many Christmas floats in a Thanksgiving Day parade was very off-putting. I mean, it is nice a holiday, yet other holidays are just as good or better. And I am getting sick of how presents can be such an aggravating affair. Not to mention, it would be nice if 90% of holidays were not based on being floods of candy. I mean, the concept of the mainstream might be a real actual thing. Yet in a get real sense, that also means most actual people, and despite eccentricity is around, it is often not enough, so very often to ever seemingly mean anything. And at times I feel written between the lines of those views, I find subtones that leave me feeling like the retro context of a nerd. I say the retro context of a nerd because what geek and nerd mean these days is something very distorted. When the mainstream embraces something, they rewrite it in their own image, and through thuggery often just hold such themes or titles as their own, to the point others eventually just come to don a new title to reflect the underlying song it once meant. At times I see that emo was just goth minus what the public made goth culture into. If you watch videos making fun of goths and emos, they are in fact the same thing. It is just what the public feels goths are now these days is likely reflective of why I dislike what geek nerd has become, to the point I rather call myself a poodle. Life is short, and honestly this truly is our lives, despite awkward or low quality products and people. Many have died, yet few have lived, is beyond all hate one most understated phrases ever spoken. And once again I feel the undertones of nerd even in that. My heart is surely wanderlusting to the point I do not even want to make an animated GIF for this site. As a person that is fairly a big psychonaut, often my artworks make themselves. And right now my heart is surely drifting elsewhere, like into the depths of bad file coding and a lot of things my daily routine has become. I do not even have a song to play with this text because my emotions are not even there. My heart is just lusting to do things outside of doing this. And in this reflection, for the first time writing this babble, I did have a twinge of musical emotion, as I get sort of annoyed with how Debian 9 affects the ability of my text-to-speech voice. And as of yet, despite I have surely seen how text-to-speech voices do work differently on different machines, I have no idea to where that would happen factually and truly, especially in Debian 9, unless it actually was crappy, as voices working funky really is the system of craptastic tendency. As I find the spirit of my Kenku character sort of peeking into my roleplay, and sort of sick of KDE finding a new home in XFCE,